النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was this beautiful fountainhead of wisdom and knowledge. He had complete mastery over all of the Islamic sciences, but he was also a master upon the non-Islamic sciences. He was the honorable direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And His Eminence Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor, and the 10th divinely appointed trustee of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. During the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil had the most bitter enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And this was due to the special respect and honor that was given to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Mutawakkil Abbasi imposed a severe house arrest upon the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He monitored all his activities, he pinpointed his followers, and prevented legal dues from coming to Imam al-Hadi. He even tried his best to prevent scholars and narrators from associating with the divinely appointed Imam. Unfortunately, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam suffered a lot during the reign of Mutawakkil Abbasi. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifati.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He is the 10th successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. This very beautiful personality and persona, a source of wisdom, a source of knowledge, a source of guidance for humanity, we should try our best to not just learn about the conversations of these divinely appointed imams, as we have been humbly doing in this series, but also look at the rest of their lives and look at the rest of the historical and biographical aspects of these imams, but also, you know, look at the various statements that these imams have as well. So, you know, there is this very beautiful excerpt and piece of a conversation and a dialogue that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam has with one of his companions. So one of the companions, you know, very interestingly, they asked Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, like, about a description of Allah, or, you know, some kind of description of perhaps the attributes of Allah. You know, and of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that only those people who are very close to Allah can describe Allah, right? And really, those people that are close to Allah, they don't describe the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based upon their own personal experience, but rather they explain the Almighty Allah via the words of the Almighty Allah. And of course, the best way to know Allah is by his own words. And so we find that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he says that, of course, there is no partner to Allah. So he is, testifying to the unity of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, as verse of Ikhlas speaks about. But also Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he talks a little bit about how a human being should yearn for and desire for and have this insatiable thirst for what? For the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah. And that the trust that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam has in the generosity and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favors and blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives has led individuals and people to call upon Allah and to yearn for Allah and to offer their needs before Allah. What an incredibly beautiful and profound way of describing Allah and this relationship between the human being, the created, and Allah, the creator. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.